Welcome into the Jaguars post-game report. I'm Jeff Lagerman, and joined by the pride of the Jaguars, Tony Boselli. Tony, first preseason game under the belt. The thing that really stood out to me was the Jaguars' defense early on.
Absolutely. You know, there was two things we said we were going to watch tonight. It was Jaguars' defensive line, because the emphasis they put on in the offseason and having to get a better pass rush from Blake Bortles. And both of those were outstanding tonight. That defensive line, either the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are the worst offense, a really bad offensive line, or we are one of the best pass rushing units in the NFL because they could not block any of the four down guys. I think it's probably somewhere in between. It's a much improved group, and I expect this to be the kind of the strength of the defense and really is going to help them improve greatly over last year's
strength with depth. But when you go out in free agency and you spend money on veteran guys such as Chris Clemons and Red Bryant, Ziggy Hood, certainly with the first two guys that I mentioned, Red Bryant very stout against the run today. Chris Clemons ended up getting a sack. He might be 33 years old, but he still looks like that he can be a very effective player.
Jeff, you're exactly right. I'm going to add one more guy's name that is not a big-time free agent, was on the practice squad a year ago, and he's probably your favorite player because you talk about him more than anybody, and that's Ryan Davis. And you ID'd him last year when no one was really paying attention, and you were dead on because he was dominant rushing from the inside three technique in that nickel package. The combination of Chris Clemons, Cinderic Marks, Ryan Davis, and Andre Branch, that is a good four-man rush, and they create all kinds of havoc. The big man, Red Bryant, was pushing people around, holding the point, makes it difficult to run. You can't say enough good things. I know it was a short kind of view we got of just one quarter of what the defensive line could do, but I don't know what else they could have done better. It was that good.
And it was good also because the depth made some plays as well. Tyson Alualu ended up getting a sack, caused fumble, gave the Jaguars offense great field position. They weren't able to do anything with it. But when you had depth and you can play eight guys on game day or even nine guys on game day, Chris Smith flashed a little bit. He ended up with a sack. That's all positive things. Now let's get to it. The quarterback. Okay, they talked all year after the draft that Blake Bortles would not be the starter and that Chad Henne would be the starter going into the season. Does today change that thinking in any way, shape, or form?
Okay, the comments I'm going to make have nothing to do with Chad Henne because he was put in some difficult situations tonight with some really bad snaps. You know, the run game was not very good, really had no rhythm, and that's tough for a quarterback when you're in there for a short time. But with that said, Blake Bortles was outstanding. And listen, it's one game, so you never want to jump to too many conclusions because if it was a bad game, we'd be saying the same thing. Let's not bury him because of one game, so let's not anoint him as the franchise, you know, greatest quarterback ever. I'll tell you what, though, it's hard not to because he was that good. He played outstanding. He, you know, for a rookie, for the first time ever stepping on the field, he showed a lot of poise. Mm-hmm. And he's improved throughout the camp. He did a great job. And that's what you want. I mean, that's why you drafted him. You know, it's about the future. It's Chad's job. He's the starter on this team. But, you know, it makes you feel good because, you know, your third overall pick did a lot of positive things, and you have something good to build on.
All right, Tony, appreciate you spending time. I'm going to kick you out of here.
We're going to—I don't blame you.
We're
going to
bring in the starting
He's
quarterback,
much
Chad
to
Henne. Come on in, Chad. Tony's prettier. Are you kidding me? Hey, welcome into the Jaguars postgame report here on Jaguars.com. First game under your belt. Your early impressions without watching film.
Yeah, I mean, there's, you know, some good plays out there, but obviously, you know, the snaps are an issue. Some of the backed up, we jumped off sides a couple times. The run game, we didn't establish like we wanted to. So, overall, I mean, we'll reevaluate it and see what we can improve on.
You know, I'm looking at the number here at the halftime, running backs for you guys, 14 carries for 26 yards. That's not a number that you'd like to have.
No, and, you know, our objective is to get a lot more than that. And, you know, we always said it starts up front, and, you know, whether, you know, we can get off or do some different things in the zone scheme or power scheme, we just need to find a way to run that football.
Okay, and I don't want a political answer here because, you know, this is a real question because you guys have been without Cecil Shorts. You've been without Allen Robinson, Tandon Doss, Mike Brown for a little bit of time, a lot of wide receivers. Toby Gerhardt has been out. How much does that impact the offense's development and the ability to get the oh-so-critical timing to an offense?
Yeah, it definitely does impact it. And I think, you know, the bonding and the timing and the rhythm really throws you off a little bit. But, you know, the guys that have stepped in, Mike Brown had an unbelievable night, I think, after a couple drops. He really rebounded and did some really good things. And Alan Hearns had a great job. When Blake was in there, hit him down the field. And Marquise has been very steady throughout camp. So, you know, when those guys get back, you know, they're just going to keep pushing the other guys and just get better each and every day.
You've been a young quarterback before, much like Blake Bortles in his shoes. Evaluate his performance tonight, first NFL action.
I thought he did a really good job. I mean, went to the right places with the football, got it out on time, and really just exploited the defense. What they gave him, he took advantage of. And I'm really happy to see that he had a great night and get him off on the right shoe.
What impresses you most about him, besides performance-wise, just personally when you see him, the way he works in the meeting room and on the practice field?
It's kind of funny. I think I'm pretty laid back myself and kind of keep it calm and keel, but I mean, his demeanor out there is great. He's just really excited to get out there, sling it around, and whatever pops open, he's going to try to hit. And it's really exciting to see some young quarterbacks come in here and just throw it around.
I'm interested that you talk about his demeanor because during the game we had Mercedes Lewis on the radio broadcast, you know, second half of the preseason game. You're kind of, you know, the game action's not exactly all that important. No. And the question was asked to Mercedes by Rick Ballew. And Mercedes responded that he said that Blake is dope in his demeanor. And I know what that means. But I thought that was – it's interesting that you talk about his demeanor and Mercedes says his demeanor is dope.
Yeah, I mean, it's dope. But I just really like it because he just keeps it calm, doesn't really let, you know, the atmosphere affect him, the lights, the fans, everything that's going on. And that's a great way to approach his football game. Have fun with it, but at the same time, compete.
All right, Chad, thank you for spending time
Thanks.
With us.
All right. When's June? I'll show my shorts.
We won't show your shorts. Big game for you tonight. Key interception. Winston Guy, folks, starting safety here for the Jaguars. Have you ever did any kick returning or punt returning in your career?
Yeah, I have. I did kick return and punt returning in high school, and I also was a starting kick returner my freshman and sophomore year when I was at the University of Kentucky.
That was an impressive play. Now, I mean, you got a key block there at the very end. The rookie linebacker, Telvin Smith, got a great block for you, but a great job on the return. How fun is it for you to play behind this revamped defensive front with Red Bryant, send Derek Marks obviously returning, but Chris Clemons, this lightning package that now all of a sudden may end up creating a lot of havoc?
It's amazing, man. It's an amazing feeling just to feel safe back there, you know, and just everybody just trusting each other and the communication and, you know, just everybody being on the same page, man. It felt good just to go out there, you know what I'm saying, able to go against another team instead of our own teammates. And, you know, it felt good, man. D-line was great tonight, you know, with everything, even the second group and the third group. You can just see how Gus got this team flowing, man. And, you know, we're just going to keep getting better every day. And, you know what I'm saying, and just come in tomorrow, watch film, and get ready for next week.
I was talking to defensive back coach Dwayne Walker specifically about you. Because you're winning this position battle. You know, you and Josh Evans kind of split time last year. You're number one on the depth chart right now. And Dwayne said he called you a repetition guy. He said the more reps you get, the better you have gotten. Where do you feel like where you're at right now?
I feel great. Gus gave me an opportunity, you know, last year to come in. And, you know, I played special teams. And, you know, I was able to get some snaps, you know, second half for the season. And, you know what I'm saying, just been trying to continue to do a great job and keep getting better every day and just, you know, earning the respect from my teammates and, you know, just being a dependable guy, you know, and I'm just every day, you know what I'm saying, just trying to be consistent. So, you know, it's just the opportunity, man. I'm just taking the opportunity that I'm getting and, you know what I'm saying, just taking it from there. You know, I just don't want to be complacent, man. I just want to keep getting better every day.
Keep getting better, Gus's mantra, right?
Keep getting better.
All right, thank you, Winston, guy.
Appreciate it.
All right, we welcome in now to Jaguars.com post-game report, Mr. Brian Sexton.
Hey, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing well.
Good to see you.
I missed you today, by the way.
Well, I appreciate you saying that. I missed you, too. But I'm glad to be able to get and do this with you.
Absolutely. So early impressions.
Well, I want to ask you. The impressions that got me was just how fast that defense came out of the gate. I mean, we knew that they were going to be better. But did you think that they would be that good that quickly?
Well, I mean, it's only one game.
Let's
not give ourselves a speeding ticket here. But, you know, they always talk about the right to rush the passer.
Right.
And the right to rush the passer, earn the right to rush the passer, means your performance on first and second down. And clearly they've gotten better with Red Bryant up front. Clearly they've gotten better with Derek Marks, who's going to get spelled this year. And then you also add in the mix Chris Clemons, who Even though he is long in tooth, he still plays at an extremely high level. So they can stop the run early, and then all of a sudden now those plays that happen, the turnovers, they're third and sevens, they're third and eights, third and nines plus.
Right. It was amazing to me just how quick they looked. And not just the frontline guys. How about Ryan Davis? Todd Walsh stood right over there earlier this week and talked about
Ryan
Davis.
Have I not been singing his praises for the last 2 years?
You have. That's why I'm just setting you up, big boy. Along with Chris Smith, who, you know, he may have got a little early jump on that sack. But tell you what, he showed the ability to get underneath and not go so deep, made the play.
Yeah, but Chris Smith is going to have a hard time finding playing time with this group right now. I think he's going to make the football team. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
And I think he's got a lot to offer. But right now, Ryan Davis and Clemens and Andre Branch, those are the top three dogs. They give him great positional flexibility as far as Ryan Davis because he can kick down and be that lightning pass rusher as a three technique.
Right.
In fact, he got two penalties called in the game when he was lined up as a three technique pass rusher at defensive tackle. That's where his value is at.
Branch pick up where he left off late last season?
He didn't flash to me. You know, okay. I thought it was okay, but, you know, he's been so good in practice. I want to watch the film on him a little bit more before I make a comment on it. But he didn't jump out at you like a Ryan Davis did or like Clemens did because those guys made plays and they were calling their names.
Other side of the ball, how concerned are you about the center position after this evening? Is it, again, speeding, just one game?
Well, it's only one game, but at the same time, you know, you had a couple errant snaps, and I think the very first play of the game, it was a loss of like 6 yards because Gerald McCoy ended up into the backfield, and that was against Mike Brewster trying to reach a three technique, which is a very difficult block. It's probably the hardest block that a center has to make, but that's got to get cleaned up. You know, the center to me has always been probably the second most important position on the offensive line because he blocks somebody on every play that could make the play possibly every single time. He's got to get better.
Did you talk about Bortles ad nauseum already?
We did. It was fantastic. I mean, I didn't give a lot of comments on him, but, you know, his innate abilities, the things that you can't coach, he just continues to show it. He shows that he's fearless. He's going to show you that he's going to try to throw it into a tight spot and push the ball down the field. I thought it was an outstanding start for him, and if he continues to play like this, I think he's going to change the mindset of maybe letting him sit to watch and let Chad be the starter. But it has to be consistent. You know,
okay.
It has to happen week in and week out.
Well, that was Gus's – that's all he said all week is he wants to see consistency, consistency, consistency with his quarterback. Tonight, he saw flashes. I hope he's ready for all the questions and all the
fans. Oh, they're coming.
You know,
that's just it's natural,
and
he's ready for it. So that's not going to be a problem. And when he starts to prove it to the coaches week in and week out, and he proves it to his teammates week in and week out, then you're kind of forced to do whatever what you have to do. So when you get to that point, that's a good situation to be in.
Absolutely. So I'll ask producer Pat, are we continuing?
We're wrapping up. No, we're done here on
Jaguars.com. Right, this is my first
postgame
show. So.
And we appreciate you coming on with us.
I'll be on with you all season long.
Every week.
I had to be an analyst tonight.
All right, thank you,
I had to think like you.